and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Israel marks 1 year since the October 7th massacres, the greatest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust of World War II. Sobs at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where hundreds of young Israelis were murdered. Parents came to mourn their lost children.
He came to the Nova to dance, to enjoy his life, but the Hamas murdered him.
It's like a nightmare, and it's not finished.
London, one of many world capitals, seeing vigils remembering the dead and the 101 living hostages still believed held by Hamas.
My mom is a Holocaust survivor, and I need to support them in every way I could. This is a very, very important day.
Inside Israel, pressure's growing on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to get the hostages home. Something the ongoing Israeli assaults on Gaza and now Lebanon have failed to do. I'm Vicky Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
People along Florida's west coast are facing new disaster as a Category 2 Hurricane Milton threatens to wreak havoc just a week and a half after Hurricane Helene upended life there. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The entire Florida peninsula on the Gulf side has the potential to have major impacts from storm surge.
Landfall is expected Wednesday, less than a month until the election, and Donald Trump rallied supporters in battleground Wisconsin.
30 days from now, we're going to win the state of Wisconsin. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris.
Harris focused on abortion rights on Spotify's Call Her Daddy podcast.
This is not about imposing my thoughts on you in terms of what you do with your life or your body. It's saying the government shouldn't be telling people what to do.
The Supreme Court reconvenes for a new session today. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The justices are kicking off what is shaping up to be another significant term, with major cases on a wide range of hot-button issues. Guns, LGBTQ rights, the use of deadly force by police, and laws and regulations designed to protect minors.
Preliminary data from the CDC shows overdose deaths from fentanyl appear to be declining sharply in the U.S. thanks to better access to treatment and the OD reversal drug naloxone. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
They found a 10% drop in deaths in a recent 12-month period, a signal efforts to combat the use of deadly fentanyl may be starting to work.
S&P futures down 29. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 24-19. Tight end Tucker Kraft with two touchdown catches, including one that went for 66 yards.
Excellent play call. Like, we had that set up, and we were coming in for our second half adjustments. We liked the defense they were giving us on second and medium, so we dialed it up and we executed.
Wide receiver Romeo Doubs, suspended by the team for not reporting to practice last week, head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation. I fully anticipate him coming back. I'm hopeful that he'll come back.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 52-6 win over Purdue in Madison. The Badgers travel to Rutgers next. NBA, the Bucks open their preseason with a loss in Detroit, 120-87. Bobby Portis led with 16 points.
To help a team win, you know, I've learned this, to fight through it, go out there and play. At the end of the day, basketball remains the same. The game never changes.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates. And Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Up North News Radio, unabashedly Wisconsin, brought to you by Courier Newsroom and carried by our friends here on the Civic Media Radio Network. At 7:06 on this Monday morning, October 7th, nice to have you along. 29 days to go till election day, and it is a chilly one at the bus stop this morning. We're down to 34 degrees right now in Chippewa Falls. Hayward's at 28, Park Falls 30, Wausau's at 30 degrees, Green Bay 35, La Crosse 39, Wisconsin Rapids is down to 30, Oshkosh is at 40, Madison 39, and Waukesha took a dip in the last hour down to 37 degrees. And meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us now. As always, we get the latest weather update and more from Tigerton, where Rob says good morning. It is 36 degrees and some frost. We had frost Saturday morning, too. It got down to 36. It was a relaxing weekend, getting things ready for fall cleanup on Thursday. Watched Sunday football on Sunday with the Packers beating the Rams in L.A. for the first time since 1966. Before that, he says, I watched the Ravens-Bengals game, a wild one. Love listening to Kevin Harlan doing a football game. Absolutely. Big fan of Kevin Harlan here. And that he also went to Caroline Colorama on Saturday. Kristen, Brittany, either one of you familiar with Caroline Colorama? I am not.
No.
We should be.
You should right? be. Yeah,
we
right?
Rob, send us some pictures.
Yeah, there you go. But getting back to the temperatures that we have this morning, Brittany, it's pleasant, it's dry, but it's a little chilly now.
Oh, it sure is. That frost advisory, the first one extended so far south in central Wisconsin, all the way practically to the Dells. So a lot of us feeling that crisp, dry air.
Yeah, very crisp, very crisp, Brittany. But before, I'm sorry. I pulled up your camera there and realized we all saw it right away.
You did.
That once you get past the chilly temperatures, we're getting back to the dry conditions. And Brittany's got the, is it I assume that's a new sweatshirt?
I got this last week.
With Smokey the Bear on there.
Smokey
Look at
the
that.
Bear.
Where'd you get that?
I was actually up in Minnesota and found it at one of those outdoor shops, and I was obsessed. I'm like, I need it.
That's
I need it.
Awesome. Yeah. And a good message today, please continue.
Yes. No burning. Avoid burning. I actually found myself, no joke, in the middle of a wildfire yesterday on accident, and I believe it was caused from a cigarette butt being tossed, which lit Rochacree State Park on fire. It was a scary situation, and it happened so fast, and that's because of those winds. We're still going to see some strong winds again today, still gusting up to 30 miles per hour, especially into the northern parts of the state. Not as feisty 60 down south, so that's good news, but the weather is still dry all week long. Nothing but sunshine. Our state's continuing to slowly slip into drought conditions. In fact, a severe drought into northeast Wisconsin with all that fall foliage now at peak and hitting the ground. So there's a lot of things going on. The dry air isn't the best when it comes into burning. So even just a small bonfire in your backyard, I'd be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Because after all, it was Smokey Bear who said, only you can prevent throwing a cigarette butt out your window, you ninny. Don't do that.
No.
Or however it was that he put it there. Brittany, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Stay out of wildfires for us, please.
Will do.
Stay safe. All right. Selena Heller's working on some stories for Up North News. Selena, that's not whiskers that you were holding there. It is not.
What is that?
Kitten alert. Kitten alert.
We have fosters, so Emery named them Winnie and Binks. Hocus pocus names.
Winnie and Binks.
Yep, we have a black.
Like all cats.
One.
Like all cats, it looks thoroughly unimpressed with us.
It does. It could not look
oh
like,
my
yeah,
God.
What am I doing?
Why aren't baby cats called cattens?
Kittens.
Because kitten sounds cuter.
Right, whatever, man.
That's why. Okay. Selena, if anybody is interested in fostering kittens, how did you come about doing this?
Oh, my goodness. I think I just saw something, and then I said, hey, we can maybe try to foster kittens. And so we foster kittens in the summer and into fall whenever there's a lot of kittens. So these are from Buffalo County Humane Society, so in Mondovi. Okay.
Wow.
We're just outside, and they said they're feral. They've never been touched before, but look how sweet they are.
Oh, yeah. They're really looking forward to that touching thing. Like, you open that door, they're gone. So
I see that same look on my children's faces when I ask them for a hug. You know, Mom.
And then you get you get the half hug, or they just keep their arms down while you hug them. You're like, man, what a true moment.
Oh, yeah, it's like a competition. Who can give the most awkward hug?
Yeah. Emery's not a hugger either, so I just get the side of the face or
something. I am a hugger. I need a hug.
Shocking.
You can call or text the show 855-75-CIVIC. Again, 855-75-CIVIC. In fact, let me head over to the comment section here because I know there were a few things of note from Alicia Saunders, who was talking about sign wars. And she says, one place you wouldn't think sign wars would be happening is in Kimberley. And I wonder if that has anything to do with an exciting game on Friday in the 2nd Assembly District, Kimberley versus Kakana. With the rivals facing off at Kimberley. Boy, does that Alicia know how to needle you, Kristen.
She does. Well, I have one thing to say to Alicia. Scare him to the left. Scare him to the right. Sneak up behind him and poof, we're out of sight. Ghosts. Ghosts.
Roger from Stevens Point corrects the record that the police re-recorded Don't Stand So Close to Me in 1986, a different version than the 1981 that we played. Consider myself corrected.
Yeah, it's also
Alicia
terrible.
Alicia says she considers herself lucky. Both her kids love hugs.
That's good.
For now, he adds as a disclaimer, because every one of them goes through that phase. Selena's got a story for us on college students voting. Kristen, you know a thing or two about that, having talked to and worked with college Dems from the Green Bay area and beyond.
Oh, yeah, not just that, but all over the state. My son goes to Stevens Point, and the stuff that they're doing there to get out the vote is so inspirational. This group of people, we know traditionally they aren't strong voters, but we also know that they care deeply about what's happening in the future. And this year is going to be different.
It is. And by the way, it wasn't always traditionally that way. The whole reason the voting age is 18 instead of 21 was you had a very active, youth base in the 60s. Of course, the draft was a big push for that. But by the time you got to the 80s and my age group came along, and apathy was running rampant. But, now we see just the opposite again. We see college age voters as engaged as ever, Selena. And you've talked to a couple of folks about that.
Well, yeah, I've talked in the last few months, I've talked to a lot of college students who know their issues, know what's important to them, and say, we know this stuff because we were taught how to like look at issues. And so they kind of credit their high school teachers into being interested in all of this stuff going on. But last week, the Harris Walls Fighting for Reproductive bus tour came to UW-Eau Claire. So that was kind of a big billboard out there at campus. So a lot of students stopped by the bus tour and talked and got a lot of information on how to vote and things like that. And Matthew Lehner, he is the Wisconsin College Democrat president or chair, I guess the proper term is. And he goes to UW-Eau Claire. So he was there and he talks about what's important to students.
So one of the things is climate change. That keeps me up at night, right? So Kamala and Tim Walz, they actually believe in climate change, unlike J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. And when you look at the Inflation Reduction Act, the biggest climate investment in the country's history under the Biden administration, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to continue that. When you look at issues like gun violence and keeping our kids safe in schools, Tim Walz and Kamala Harris admit their gun owners, but support reasonable gun legislation like background checks, like red flag laws, and assault weapons ban, keeping our kids safe, keeping our streets safe, and protecting all of us, fighting against, you know, record high levels of student debt and making sure that I'm able to, you know, afford the things and build a future for, you know, my family and my future kids and contribute to America versus having to deal with record high levels of student debt. So there are many, many ways that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are delivering for young people. And as an example, this bus here shows that they truly care about young people. You don't see Donald Trump and J.D. Vance here. They've written off college students, young people, ever since we proved, you know, the doubters wrong in 2022 and 2023 when we voted high in record numbers. So they're paying attention to young people. They care about young people. And that's an administration that's going to deliver for young people.
There's a lot of variety there, just proving that again. That's not a single issue voting block. If people think, oh, it's just about student loan debt or even reproductive rights, there's much more beyond that.
Right. Can you imagine all of those things he talked about? And that was all of the students that I've talked about or talked to over the course of the last few months. They have all of the things that are important to them. And you know, it's the gamut of things. And it's just not one thing. And it was interesting to be on campus and talking to them all and just a fun environment, too.
You also talked to State Representative Jody Emerson and let's give a little bit of what she said about the importance of this very important block of voters.
You know, no, she students didn't say that. Are she our margin. This. We know in Wisconsin that these elections are really tight. Less than 1% usually is what the win margin is. And so if these students show up and vote, that's the difference. So what kind of world do they want to live in? What kind of Wisconsin do they want to start their career and their family in? What kind of Wisconsin do they want to have for their future? That's what's on the line this year. Whether it's abortion rights, whether it's school funding, whether it's clean drinking water, whether it's affordable housing, that's what's on the line right now. And we need every single one of them to show up and make their voices heard.
I'm starting to wonder, though, if maybe this entire segment, Meow, might be sponsored, Meow, by the movie Super Troopers, where you can just, Meow, drop that into anything.
Sorry, we have a noisy kitten. That's why I went and got her in the first place, because I was hearing all these little meows, and now they're closer.
It's okay. You know what? It got people, they're listening because like they're waiting for the next meow. So that part is especially nice. All right, so we've learned all about the importance of not taking that group for granted, even though some candidates, some parties clearly are. Selena, thanks for that. We'll look forward to the story on social media and on the website. Kristen Lyerly, candidate for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. Nice to see you as well. Have a good week. Safe travels. Have fun with the campaign. Why am I telling you that? That's all you do is you have fun with the campaign.
Yeah. I do. Someone was saying to me the other day, when do you take a break? And I said, when I'm campaigning and talking to people. That's what I love to do. That's my hobby.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, she's an OBGYN. I totally understand that. I totally agree. Kristen, thank you so much. You guys have a great day. Appreciate it. We'll unpack some more of the headlines, talk a little sports coming up next. Live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Wrightlaw.
Yeah.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Temperatures are falling, and with that, hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Don't let today's style hold you back. Call Wham Incorporated today, 715-423-9465.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Again, John Cougar Mellencamp on today's birthday list. There's a new version of the Civic Media app out there for you to download and enjoy. You can sign up for news updates from your local community. You can listen to stations throughout the network, including the many music stations around the state that you can then play through your phone, through your wireless speaker, through your smart speaker. Greg Bach, do you know what else you can do with that Civic Media app that I just learned about this weekend?
What's that, Pat?
You can set a sleep timer to it.
What?
I'm now at that age. I like to put on like a little music or something and then set a little sleep timer for like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever and cash out. And then it just shuts off by itself.
Wow.
And that way you can, it's like your own little personal white noise machine. I really could have used that last night. I'm looking at the commercial going, why didn't I set one of these sleep timers last night? I would have gotten a better night's sleep. But learn more about the app at civicmedia.us. The stuff these kids come up with, these high-techy, techy kids.
I know, just the kids with their technologies.
Yep, the technologies and the rock and rolls and everything else. So head over to civicmedia.us. You can also find out all about our stations and shows and so much more. All right, let's check the sports here because it was the busy season is really beginning now. It's sad that the Brewers are out of it, but there's still so much more to talk about. Of course, we've got the Packers beating the Rams in L.A., 24-19. Jordan Love threw his first career pick six, and things weren't looking good for a while, but then he rattled off nine straight passes, including a pair of touchdown passes to Tucker Kraft. The Packers had trailed 13-7 late in the second quarter before that comeback came along. And again, with that, except for that one miscue, Jordan Love looked very consistent. The team looked very strong, even without Romeo Doubs there, who had been suspended for a game for conduct detrimental to the team. So we'll wait and see if he is back in action and if everything is kind of put aside or Are we on our way to some kind of drama here with the Packers? We'll find out throughout the course of the week here. And then next Sunday when they play at Lambeau Field, it's a noon game against the Arizona Cardinals. And you can hear the game on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine Kenosha. The Badger football team is now 3-2 on the season after beating up on Purdue Saturday, 52-6. That gives the Badgers an 18-game winning streak against the Boilermakers dating back to 2004. The Badger football team next plays at Rutgers this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. on, again, several stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Badger volleyball team, the women are ninth ranked in the nation, 9-4 so far on the season after defeating 25th ranked University of Washington. Next is Friday, a home game against Maryland. The Badger women's hockey team is ranked number one in the nation. They beat Boston College on Saturday 5-0. They are now 4-0 on the young season. They will play at home this coming Saturday and Sunday at LeBron Arena against Minnesota Duluth. Both games at 2 p.m., both games already sold out. The Badger men's hockey team is ranked 10th in the nation. They officially begin their 2024-25 season with a series at the Kohl Center against Lindenwood coming up this Friday and Saturday. A reminder that if you're looking to find out who represents you, who's looking to represent you, rather, in the state legislature, or want to know more about the 115 different races, you can check out Dan Schaefer's 2024 voter guide and more election news over at civicmedia.us. And there's more. You can also check out the Up North News voting guide. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com for information on voter registration, voting basics, and so much more. We talked a bit in the last hour about former President Donald Trump and the outright lies that he's telling about hurricane relief in the wake of all the damage done by Helene and just how very dangerous that is. And when he parrots, you know, rushing talking points about, you know, money that's going to Ukraine that was, you know, meant to go to storm victims, or money going to migrants that was meant to go to storm victims. Again, bald-faced lies. Those are different parts of a budget, all of which had been approved. And the only reason that FEMA is running short on money is because of the Republicans who control the House of Representatives, who have voted consistently on major government cutbacks, as, by the way, did Donald Trump. He did the exact same thing during his time in office. In his final budget request to Congress, he called for federal disaster relief funding to be cut by nearly two-thirds. And as folks are well aware now, as we talked about late last week, it was Donald Trump who politicized storm relief and made it contingent upon people and areas that he liked or didn't like, that he's now accusing falsely the Biden-Harris administration of doing. Meanwhile, Hurricane Milton continues heading toward the Florida Gulf Coast, and it's going to hit central Florida, maybe the Tampa area, sometime on Wednesday. And it's that kind of damaging information about storms and storm relief that have people very concerned that people are not going to get the help that they should. I mean, at this point, FEMA already has a dedicated fact-check page and a statement from the Department of Homeland Security to make it sure that people understand that there is no money being diverted for disaster response needs. FEMA has already shipped more than 11 million meals and 12 million liters of water into the aftermath of Helene. There are more than 5,600 federal personnel on the ground, and their job is made more dangerous for anybody there that believes the rhetoric coming from Trump and J.D. Vance and some of his other, you know, toadies that are making things up about storm relief. Keep in mind, by the way, when we talk about transferring money out of disaster relief and using it for migrants, again, that was Donald Trump. In 2019, he transferred $155 million from FEMA's operating budget in order to fund deportation of migrants out of Mexico. So a lot of this is simply projection, but it does invite a reexamination of the record and a correcting of the record that we know about the relief that's coming right now from the Biden-Harris administration. Republican officials in those areas are saying as much, and they're saying Trump and Vance are getting it wrong. But this kind of misinformation is not helped when you have people in Congress like Senator Ron Johnson and Congressman Derek Van Orden, who voted against a recent supplemental funding effort to help FEMA take care of those storm victims. We'll unpack more of the news coming up next. You're up north.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Supreme champions from coast to coast that capped off World Dairy Expo 2024. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That, plus what does Wisconsin's dairy industry look like today? Answers to both questions on the way.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection just released its results from the 2024 Dairy Producers Survey. They asked dairy producers across the state 34 questions, getting a better handle on what Wisconsin dairy looks like today. Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says one point was made very clear. Wisconsin dairies, family-owned and operated.
One of the ones that I always point out is that 99% of respondents said that they are a family operation. You know, it's a continuation of Wisconsin's story, I think, and it's a story that I like to share whenever I talk to people because a lot of people assume the opposite, but 99% identified as family-owned and operated. You know, family operation takes a lot of forms, and it can be a couple of members of a family working together. In fact, 97% of people who responded said they had one or more generations working together on the farm. So that's a partnership, and that's a family operation. It might just look a little different than what might be in people's minds, but those are all family operations.
That's Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski. Also in the survey, respondents said 81% of them expect to still be dairy farming in the next 5 years.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
And for the first time since 2002, a West Coast dairy animal captured the Supreme Champion title at World Dairy Expo. Stony Point Joel Bailey, a six-year-old Jersey from Vera Dairy in Hillmar, California, captured the title on Friday afternoon. The reserve honors went to Premium Apple Crisp Lily Red, a red and white Holstein owned by Butterview Farms out of Illinois. That's a quick look at food news on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party, executive director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, we haven't had a chance lately to talk about the podcast that you can get from Courier Newsroom. Get them wherever, whatever your preferred pod platform might be. For example, there's the Vibes Only podcast that comes out every Wednesday. Co-hosts Brian Derrick and Glennis Mahar know the stakes are unprecedented. The future of democracy, like it or not, hinges on the vibes that Americans have based on the news they're getting. So they make sure you're up to speed on politics, culture, and the need-to-know news of the week. There's also a new video podcast series on the Courier Newsroom YouTube page called Closing Strong. Tara McGowan and Simon Rosenberg are joined by Democratic strategists, elected officials, reporters, and advocates in this video series in the final weeks before the election. Again, a lot at stake in this election, and that's why it is so important that progressives are closing strong. Look for Closing Strong at the Courier YouTube page. Search Courier HQ on YouTube to find out more about the Closing Strong podcast. And here at Up North News, you can get our daily newsletter. Just sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Stories in the newsletter today include one about banned books, how they're on the increase in Wisconsin, where you can find those books, and the importance of having the freedom of your favorite books available to read and not to be dictated by others. There's also a story on mammogram myths and the importance of taking care of your health. And a story about the tens of thousands of kids on waiting lists for childcare in Wisconsin. And it wouldn't have to be that way if only more were being done by a Republican-controlled legislature to support child care providers and their employees and parents. So learn about all that and more at upnorthnewswi.com. So Vice President Kamala Harris is starting a new media blitz this week, as is her running mate, Tim Walz, who was on Fox News Sunday and will be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Gwen Walz will be making a couple of stops in Wisconsin this week. But Vice President Harris opened her media blitz by appearing Sunday on an episode of a popular podcast called Call Her Daddy about abortion, sexual abuse, and other issues that resonate with women, working in some digs at Donald Trump along the way. It was a roughly 40-minute interview that was taped last week, and the Democratic nominee spoke about the grit that it takes to be a woman seeking public office, the toughness her mother instilled in her, and the importance of reproductive rights in this election. The program is the most listened to podcast for women. It has millions of fans tuning in for talk about relationships, sex, mental health, and women's empowerment. The discussion with Harris was rather tame for given what most of the show's episodes are like, but the vice president kept her message focused on the value of ignoring the people who have doubted her. She said, you know, I don't hear no. I hear all the daddy gang don't hear no, just don't hear it. I think it's really important not to let other people define you, daddy gang being the nickname for the listeners. The nominee stuck to her usual message on abortion and said that in her travels, she's seen that even people who have strong opposition to abortion tell her that, quote, they are now seeing what's happening and saying, I didn't intend for all of this to happen, when they see all the women's health problems that have arisen since Roe v. Wade was repealed. Donald Trump, for his part, is now has now been in Wisconsin four times in the last 8 days. understanding the need to try to win this very pivotal state, along with Michigan and Pennsylvania, the so-called blue wall of states. Trump was in Juneau, and he said, they say Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so. Nice to have the confidence, but you kind of undermine your own talking point about asking people for their vote and for their support. But the Trump campaign, like the Harris campaign, they know that people are already casting absentee ballots by mail, and that in-person early voting is going to begin on October 22nd. That's just 2 weeks from tomorrow. Now, on a Packers Sunday, Trump stood on that stage for nearly 2 hours, basically having no regard for touching the third rail of Wisconsin politics by overlapping with a Green Bay Packers game. That's every candidate knows. That's, you don't do door knocking during Packer games. You don't do fundraising phone calls. You don't do anything except let people enjoy the football game. Obviously, they're going to see political commercials on TV. But if you're scheduling a rally and you're talking for 2 hours, you're not winning the new converts there. You're just hanging out with your friends at that point. You may as well put the game on the TV. But it just goes to show that, again, Trump is looking not so much to win over new converts. He's looking to energize a base and to try to attract people who have never voted before who are part of his base. And what is that base? Well, it's a base that is decidedly against a whole lot of other people, the LGBTQ community, high on that list. And it's why a lot of people have paid attention to one of Trump's latest ads, which features a drag queen in an anti-transgender ad. Her name is Patagonia, and she's now threatening legal action. The ad targets Vice President Kamala Harris for her support of gender-affirming health care for people in government custody as part of the constitutional protection for access to health care for incarcerated people. The commercial also includes images of Assistant Secretary for Health Rachel Levine, a transgender woman, and other LGBTQ Biden-Harris administration figures. And then it ends with something along the lines of Kamala Harris's for they, them, President Trump is for you. And of course, the they, them, taking a dig at people who use pronouns that maybe some other people don't think that they should. But again, it's just to reinforce the division, which is what the Trump campaign has been consistently about, is finding those people who want to be divided from other people. And maybe those other people should have fewer rights than what they have. And so you have a commercial like that out there. It's only natural that other people would want to follow that lead. And that's what you see Eric Hovde doing. And Congresswoman Gwen Moore was having none of it. One of the Eric Hovde commercials that's been running for some time now has been critical of Senator Tammy Baldwin over her relationship with a woman. They're not married, but none the same. Hovde believes that because she's in a relationship with this New York money manager, that somehow proves a type of conflict of interest. But again, campaign spending reports deal with married spouses. And so why is this ad running so much? Well, according to a Journal Sentinel story here by Dan Bice, in a brief interview on Saturday, Tammy Baldwin was asked to respond to the attacks on her and her partner. But Congresswoman Gwen Moore jumped right in to say Hovde and Republicans were not bringing up these issues because they care about some potential conflict of interest. Instead, Gwen Moore said she believes that Hovde, who's described here as a Madison banking and real estate mogul, and other Republicans are using the issue to try to remind voters that Baldwin is lesbian. Gwen Moore said, I think they just want to make sure everybody knows about her. And Tammy Baldwin clarified that I have a girlfriend. And that's right, Moore added, that she's LGBTQ. I think that's the whole point, to hear them say that she's in bed with Wall Street. The whole point is about her personal life. And it's hard to argue with that. But I would ask you this question. Would you rather be known as somebody who's in the LGBTQ community? Is that title
more or less important than the title mogul. Again, that's how he's described. Greg Mach knows a thing or two about words and the power of them. Greg, if I described you as a comedy mogul, that would be a pretty good thing, right? I mean, you're a business person and you kind of know the ups and downs of the business. But does it being a mogul of a banking and real estate empire necessarily qualify you as the better candidate for U.S. Senate?
Absolutely not. I have this conversation with people all the time. This notion, this failed notion of, I'm a businessman and I know how to run a business. I'm going to come to Washington and run Washington like a business. If it's so successful, how come Donald Trump's administration is an exact reflection of his business, which is failure? And also, why didn't Wisconsin elect Tim Michaels?
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, we're going to look back at this year, and I think some people are going to have difficulty telling the difference between 2024 and 2022. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, wait, was that the Tim Michaels year, or was that the Eric Hovde year? Because they're essentially interchangeable and bring, like you said, this kind of attitude to public service that has no service component involved in it whatsoever.
None whatsoever. And it also, I think it really smacks of disrespect to Wisconsin's values, which is working hard, earning what you get, being proud of that, and, you know, living your life happily. Yeah. What I see with Tim Michaels and Eric Hovde and Donald Trump as far as, like, you know, a national setting, but which is, hey, I'm a rich business guy. I want this. It's mine. It's my turn. Give it to me.
And we'll say the negative things that it might take to try to win that, which would include, you know, repeatedly referencing, you know, Tammy Baldwin as lesbian, yeah, or using they, them, and taking aim at drag queens, you know, if you're Trump in his ads. Because, again, all we're asking for are some ideas.
Yes.
What are you for? What are you going to do? And be specific. Don't just say, I'm going to fix Obamacare or something. What are you going to do?
Concepts of a plan, Pat.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Concepts of a plan.
Yeah.
I forgot. Which is why we're seeing, like we saw this weekend, the New York Times headline, Trump's speeches, increasingly angry and rambling, reignite the question of age. And asking, you know, what's up with a 78-year-old whose speeches have grown darker, harsher, longer, angrier, less focused, more profane, and increasingly fixated on the past. And I'm not even playing for you the things that he said in Juneau that, again, you know, stirred up the thoughts of violence.
This is something that Jane and I have been talking about for a while, which is this double standard that happened between Trump and Biden, where all these articles about Biden's age and his mental acuity and all these things. And we're like, Trump is, he's going on stage and talking about sharks and batteries. And there is a website, the NJ.com, and their politics. Their headline is, look, New York Times suddenly discovers Trump's cognitive decline. Because they weren't reporting on it for so long, and now all of a sudden in the past, I'd say month, these news outlets who never said anything or said very little about Trump's age are now starting to hitch out of the bandwagon of like, yeah, he's kind of not all there now.
No, there's other like TikTok accounts I saw over the weekend where people are just like reading the C-SPAN transcript of a Trump speech. I'm looking at one of the transcripts here, and again, I've done this enough. I'm not going to waste, you know, your time on it. You understand that what we're saying is that now you have more people paying attention to them as those speeches get darker. But to end on a positive note, from an economic standpoint, because late last week there was a really good jobs report, and the port strike was remarkably short. Because just hours after the longshoremen's unions on the East and Gulf Coast agreed to suspend their strike, major ports were rushing to reopen and get cargo to businesses. And it was in part, a role played by President Biden, the Biden administration, pressing the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which is the group representing the port employers, and the International Longshoremen's Association to find a way to end the strike. And so they have reached a tentative agreement on wages, and they're going to extend the current contract until mid-January to negotiate other issues. Now, it obviously, there's some folks that would say, well, this they should have stayed on strike close to the holidays because they really would have made a point and then they would have won the wages that they wanted. But as in any labor negotiation, you have to figure out at what point you've overextended your leverage. And I think that the Biden administration helped both sides understand that neither one of them wanted that kind of an outcome. And so instead, we have an economy that continues to roar ahead and will well into the holiday season. Terry Bell has three things you need to know coming up next. You're up north.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The old 97s tell us that Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, will be along in just a sec. First, coming up next weekend is going to be the 2024 Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow. That will be taking place at Rothschild. And on Thursday, we're going to meet with Trisha Zunker to learn more about that. Tomorrow on the program, Congressman Mark Pocan and State Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire. So all of that and much more throughout the coming week here on Up North News Radio. Here's the aforementioned Terry Bell with three things you need to know to start the week. Terry, how are you? How was your weekend?
I was a really nice weekend, Pat. How was yours?
Really nice as well. We had a great time with the in-laws for a big anniversary. We came down to Milwaukee for a concert to start the weekend. You had the Packers win. So it was just really nice all around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a gorgeous weekend. I watched the big Badger football win on Saturday. It was an important win for a lot of reasons for that program. But I got to watch from the south end zone, which is really nice.
Oh, did you?
Dance. Wow. Oh, boy. Yeah.
How did you, obviously, I don't think any of us were necessarily following Alabama Vanderbilt. But when you find out that little Vanderbilt, beats Alabama in Nashville, the fans go crazy, they take down the goalpost. The goalpost being marched down, is it Broadway? What's the main thoroughfare in downtown Nashville?
Broadway.
I mean, it was
is
just
it Broadway, yeah.
It's Broadway.
Yeah, it's just such a party atmosphere of, really what college football is all about, and couldn't happen to two nicer places. Couldn't be nicer to happen for the people in Nashville, and couldn't be nicer to have it happen to Alabama. That's college sports right there for me. That, you know, so we're going to talk about things that are happening at Camp Randall here coming up. But let's start with the serious note. We've talked about the Helene response, but boy, Florida, they're still in the bullseye of Mother Nature.
Oh boy, talk about your 1-2 punch. So, you know, they're still dealing with Helene, will be dealing with Helene for, I suspect, months and even years. But now a tropical storm, Milton, is bearing down on Florida and getting stronger. And at last word, just going to wreak a lot of devastation as well on Florida, which is a state that's already battered.
Yeah, I mean, I'd heard it's going to become a Category 4 at some point. Might weaken to a 3 right before it hits Florida. 3 is still a major hurricane, kids. And again, this is something that FEMA is doing admirable work so far, but, you know, they're being undercut by budget votes and by misinformation. And, you know, we can't say enough about the people who put themselves in harm's way to help what could happen to any of us. Any one of us could find ourselves in a disaster situation.
Yeah, I mean, lawmakers love to beat up on FEMA until they need it. So right. That seems to be the case.
Yep. You know, we have talked so much about the travels of Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump that we haven't really noted that President Biden has not stopped. He's still using his frequent flyer miles, and he's going to rack up some more to Wisconsin.
Yeah, he was in Westby this summer. Now he's going to be in Milwaukee tomorrow. He's going to be talking about his efforts, his administration's efforts to replace lead pipes in Milwaukee, which is a pretty big deal, the lead pipe situation. And Milwaukee has been hurting people for generations, and there's finally an effort underway thanks to thanks to the different initiatives in the Biden administration to replace that, not only to make the water safer in many places in Milwaukee, but, you know, it's creating jobs. Somebody has to actually install all of that, and that's creating opportunities economically in Milwaukee right. as well.
Yeah, I mean, it should be the ultimate political and economic win-win. And yet, as we've seen from, you know, money that's been held up in the state legislature, Milwaukee continues to be a punching bag and a bargaining chip. And for something as important as, you know, lead in the water, you know, that just, I still find that unfathomable. But that's what we have to deal with. And that's why President Biden will be in town tomorrow to say, come on, kids, let's get this fixed. Let's mm-hmm. get this done. All right. Now let's come back to Camp Randall, because we won't just be talking about football, but we'll be talking about live music.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me when I realized that there hasn't been a concert in Camp Randall since 1997.
Really?
It seemed for a while there in the 80s and 90s that, you know, there would be a couple of concerts at Camp Randall every single summer, and then that just sort of ended. In recent years, I would say maybe American Family Field has kind of taken over as the stadium concert venue for Wisconsin. There has even been one or two, a couple in Lambeau Field since the time that Camp Randall has had one. But the UW Athletic Department put out an announcement on social media overnight that Coldplay will be bringing its world tour to Madison sometime next year.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. No, interesting that Coldplay is still a thing. They're still touring and making music, right?
Be nice.
Barely in playing stadium.
Okay. Hey, no.
I'm sorry. I stepped on Greg. What did
no,
you Greg?
No, no. Good on them.
It's just chastising. You were making fun of the Coldplay.
I know. Greg's got to defend. You know what he's got to defend. I won't hold it against him. Yes, I will. Who am I kidding?
Whatever.
Terry Bell, 3 things you need to know and more every hour from the Civic Media Newsroom. Terry, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a great start to the week. Mr. Bach is back in 2 hours for Matt and Air on Air. What you got coming up today or during the course of the week, sir?
Well, at 10:30 today, we have got Melissa Kay from Up North. We talk to her all the time with you on the show. And then we have the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, at 11 o'clock. And of course, at the end of the show, last segment of the show is This Should Not Be a Thing. So join us 10 a.m. to noon.
All right. What were some of our most recent This Should Not Be a Thing things?
Oh my gosh. Now you're putting me on the spot here.
I heard you mention it last week, and I'm like, oh, I got to tune in for these things. Okay, well, I'll give you one.
All right.
Coldplay. How is that still a thing? Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry.
You're mean.
I touched a nerve.
You're mean to four young men who are just trying to make music and change the world.
That's right. I deeply apologize.
Oh, no, you don't.
Okay, I kind of sort of apologize. Thank you, Greg. We'll see you back with Matt and Air on Air. Coming up, Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier, a pro-democracy news network, building a more informed, engaged, and representative America. Remember, you can follow us on social media. You can follow me at Pat Kreitlow Up North on Facebook or Pat Kreitlow for Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And sign up for our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris-Walz ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.